Category strategy and portfolio analysis. Part of the sourcing process involves determining procurement categories and setting a category strategy. A spend analysis per category may also be conducted at this point. Categories and category strategy. A category in terms of sourcing is a grouping of purchased goods or services and the suppliers that provide them. Categories are organization-specific. Categories should be made that the organization finds relevant to the management of suppliers and overall purchasing spend. A category is like a product family used for grouping the organization's saleable goods and services, in that managing purchasing as a category helps add customer value. In this case, it is groupings of goods and services that need to be procured for use in operations, the supply chain, or business administration. Category strategies add nuance to supply planning by both helping to differentiate the types of things the organization needs and helping to segment types of suppliers into their optimum relationship levels. Specific category managers may be responsible and accountable for specific categories and their subcategories. For example, an organization that makes college textbooks may have the following categories of outsourced activities or purchases: advertising, contract labor, research, writing, graphics design and editing subcategories, printing, bookbinding, paper/cardboard, ink/toner, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies, logistics, IT, and so on. The categories themselves are also classified in several ways, including by total spend or number of suppliers. A portfolio analysis can also be used, which results in four general item categories: bottleneck, core competency, leverage, and commodity. In addition, supplier segmentation is applied within a given category to see how much each given supplier needs the organization's business. The type of category plus this information on relative leverage with the supplier are inputs to determining whether suppliers should be segmented as transactional, preferred, strategic, or owned. Determining strategic importance and related factors. Determining the strategic importance and other product or service factors is a prerequisite to conducting a portfolio analysis. Strategic importance depends on cost, quality, delivery reliability, precision, and flexibility. Cost speaks for itself, but cost and quality often are inversely proportional. Quality and delivery reliability are usually measured by number of defects, allowed or late orders, and are often collectively rated by members of an exchange using supplier history. Precision is measured as degree of variance from specifications. Small variances in components from different vendors may actually prevent assembly. Flexibility is the ability of the supplier or manufacturer to deliver in varying quantities when given a specific number of days' notice. These criteria are strongly influenced by several factors related to the product or service: product factors of strategic importance and complexity, and availability factors of the number of suppliers and supply uncertainty. Strategic importance. The primary sourcing consideration is the strategic importance of the product or service. If the company cannot afford to make mistakes, it should produce the item in-house, even if this is more expensive. If the company lacks internal capability, it should form an alliance with one or more companies that can make the item or perform the service. Multiple sources provide a backup. Commodity products, by contrast, are widely available, have little strategic importance, and can be purchased at the lowest available price. This includes modular products and overhead items such as electricity. Complexity. The next factor is the complexity of the item and of the process steps required to produce it. Strategic alliances may be needed for very complex items simply because of the level of collaborative planning needed to get the item right in the necessary time frame. Examples include military technologies such as missiles. Many contractors may need to form strategic alliances to get all of the components to work together and to provide the appropriate level of security. Airplanes also require alliances for many major systems, although minor systems can be sourced through lower-level relationships. Number of suppliers. The number of suppliers available for a product or service can determine how much the company should escalate the relationship. When one or very few suppliers are available to produce a required component, the company may need to form a strategic relationship in order to guarantee continued availability of the item. For example, Canon is one of the only producers of high-quality engines suitable for use in laser printers, so Hewlett-Packard has a strategic alliance with them for this part, even though the two compete on printer sales directly. Focusing only on price or time to market with such a supplier would be a mistake. Uncertainty. Finally, supply uncertainty is the risk that the good or service may not be available or may have strong fluctuations in price or quality. Even if there are hundreds of suppliers of finished lumber on the market, there may be great variability in quality and in precision of milling. If a manufacturer that uses this lumber advertises its superior quality of lumber as a selling point, then it shouldn't simply buy from the lowest price supplier, but should develop a partnership with one or more suppliers who can meet these stipulated levels of quality. Portfolio analysis. A portfolio analysis is a tool that can be used to segment sourcing into four categories so that the appropriate level of management attention and resources can be applied to the sourcing and procurement processes. If a partnership requires more than one of the intense collaboration levels noted above, for example, when a material is critical to the product's quality, or there is uncertainty about an item's availability, then the need for higher collaborative intensity can be termed as high strategic importance. Strategic importance can be considered one half of the overall equation. Difficulty, which includes the supply chain challenges of complexity, number of suppliers, and uncertainty, is the other portion of the equation. Exhibit 3-7 shows how a portfolio analysis creates four basic categories of goods. Exhibit 3-7, Portfolio Analysis, Source. Adapted from Designing and Managing the Supply Chain, 3rd edition, Sinchili Viet Al. This model can be used to determine which suppliers are most appropriate for each of the four types of goods or services. Commodity materials and services are of low strategic importance and low supply chain difficulty. They require suppliers whose priority is cost reduction. These items are best purchased at arm's length with little negotiation. Which of your suppliers can provide the best cost reduction on the commodity items you need? A key strategy here is to simplify and automate the procurement process for these categories. Rationalizing or right-sizing the supply base is also important. Bottleneck materials and services are of low strategic importance but are of high supply chain difficulty. A key strategy is to ensure that the need for these items is fulfilled. Therefore, some level of ongoing relationship with a particular supplier may be vital. Another goal can be to eliminate the bottleneck by finding or developing more potential suppliers. Leverageable materials and services have high strategic importance but low difficulty. The key strategy for these high purchase volume materials is to determine a set of preferred suppliers one can work with over time to get high and increasing levels of quality, service, objectives compliance, and cost improvement. To achieve these goals, collaboration will be needed to optimize both cost savings and reliability. While consolidation is desirable, one should maintain a healthy amount of competition. Other options include exploiting market cycles or bulk purchasing by multiple members of the supply chain. Direct/core competency materials and services are of high strategic importance and high difficulty. The key strategy for these goods and services is to form strategic partnerships for longer periods of time to ensure availability and quality. Great suppliers get an increased role in design and more business volume. This area requires detailed negotiations for contracts and contingency plans. Sometimes companies do not heed these factors and end up buying at arm's length to get the lowest price for items that are critical in one or more of these ways. Sometimes the cost of the process of checking goods for defects or repairing them or for resolving problems with customers after resale is quite a bit higher than the cost savings found by switching from supplier to supplier. Some damage to reputation may be irrevocable but hard to measure. Companies must add these costs to the cost of the product when determining how much they are actually spending.